The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is...
Is the Lady in Black Too Tough to Tame? From a NASCAR Fan's View. Over the years, the track at Darlington, South Carolina has acquired lasting nicknames. One of those is the Lady in Black, and another is the track that's too tough to tame. No matter which one you choose, either one fits the place, and a lot of cars will receive their Darlington stripe before the day is done. Or maybe I should say before the night is done. The Lady in Black is an interesting racetrack, and it is an exceptional challenge all through the 500 miles for the drivers and crews. There's not a whole lot new to say that hasn't been said this week as the teams prepare for the Bojangles Southern 500, and I don't intend to drag this article out. I do have to make a few comments, though. Even though this is a track that is considered to be too tough to tame, every year someone does tame it and takes home the trophy and ends up in victory lane. One thing that hasn't changed that much, and never seems to, is that the tires are definitely a key to winning. With the challenges the Goodyears had this year with their tires because of the extra downforce from this year's rules, I can't help but wonder if tonight might not be another race where the outcome could be decided by those that don't have tire problems. I really don't expect any tire problems tonight at the Darlington Raceway, but considering what's been going on over the last several races, there is the remote possibility that there could be problems once again. Another thing that is always key to winning at Darlington is staying out of the wall, and as I mentioned earlier, many cars tonight will receive their Darlington stripe. It just depends on how hard they actually hit the wall, whether or not it's going to help or hinder their progress throughout the race. In some ways, a brush with the wall in the past has caused cars to handle better. At other times, a hard brush with the wall has resulted in someone who could have won finishing the night in the garage area. As at any other time, it is possible either one of those could happen tonight. It has been interesting to watch the progress of all the Fords as they have become more competitive, at least judging from the practice and qualifying sessions, and it's possible that someone as unlikely as Marcus Ambrose could win tonight. I don't mean that as a cut to Ambrose, because I actually like him and would not mind seeing him win at all. It would be great for him and for the Petty Camp in general. In fact, I have to admit that the Fords have looked very competitive at times over the last couple of weeks. Oh, that's right. Joey Logano did win last week in a Ford, didn't he? Quite unexpectedly to this fan has been the relative lackluster runs of the Toyotas. That's not to say they haven't been competitive, but when it came down to the end of several of the races so far, they just haven't been there. I expect that could very likely change tonight, but from this fan's view, I reckon I'll have to say that's a wait-and-see kind of thing. From this fan's view, I honestly think it's going to be a Chevy that ends up in victory lane tonight, but I am having a tough time choosing between several drivers. The obvious would be pole winner Kevin Harvick, and a close second choice would be Jeff Gordon. That leaves a lot of room for just about anyone that drives a Chevy, in particular a name we haven't heard mentioned that much this year, Casey Kane. In reality, there are a lot of names that could be mentioned here, but I just won't do it. Tires and no mistakes in the pits just might be keys to victory for tonight's race. Of course, it seems that we can say that every week, but tonight tires will definitely be the first choice for every driver, and even though they might be able to gain spots by taking two, four is going to be the better choice, at least from this fan's view. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here. A NASCAR fan's view. Or just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time, and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until Until next time, have a great week.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.